Hey, Anchor World, Timo here at the Bureau of Impact. How you doing today? Hope you're doing great. Kind of along the lines of a couple of our previous segments and episodes, one of my favorites, Gary Vee, had a little short tonight or today about positivity, and it was a rant on positivity and how important it is in our lives and our businesses and whatnot. And anybody who follows Gary Vee knows he absolutely kills it in entrepreneur land and business land and marketing land. But you know, I've done a lot of spiritual work and spiritual reading and spiritual audiobook listening and podcasting and whatnot. And I honestly think Gary Vee, in some sort of the way, is like a spiritual guru, like spiritual business guru. So check out this rant here on positivity, and hope you're having a great day. And let me know, give a call in, let me know what positivity means to you and what you think of this little rant he goes on. So thanks and stay tuned.
Thing I'm just really passionate about is positive energy. I'm stunned how much energy has to do with things. I think that adrenaline rush that we get from other people, or our reaction to other people, you know, Debbie Downers, wow, wow, or positive patties, right, which I am one of, you know, really, really matter. And I think that one of the things I would recommend as you're listening to this and working out or driving to work is really triple down on the relationships that bring you positivity, whether it's your mom or dad or back to Facebook's, the Ubers, a lot of offense. Positivity, I relate with offense. Negativity, I relate with defense. Both win championships, but if you look at sports, oftentimes it's offense. Ultimately, you got to fucking score, right? And so I would really audit yourself, your inner circle, your coworkers, the people you follow. Is it positive or is it negative? Is it about winning by being the bigger man and woman? Is it about love? Or is it about hate? Is it about winning by eliminating others? Do you think somebody else is taking your shit? Do you think that somebody else is getting yours and thus you want to tear them down? I'm just blown away by the loser mentality of blaming others or thinking others are getting something out of your expense. It's incredible to me how I cheer other winners. Watching other people build big businesses and winning makes me happy, especially if they're doing it the right way, the fair way, because I really genuinely believe they're getting theirs out of positivity, and there's an abundance of opportunity, fame, money, happiness. Let me say that one more time. There's an abundance of opportunity, fame, happiness, money. Let me say it one more fucking time, my friends. There is an abundance of opportunity, money, fame, opportunity, information, you know, attention, stuff, opportunity, upper fucking tunity. There's just an abundance. And so to go on the defense and think somebody else is taking yours or somebody else's success is coming at your expense is the biggest fucking loser shit of all time. So that positivity always wins, love always wins, negativity always loses, hate always loses, and nobody's getting something at your expense. So stop worrying about everybody else's stuff, privileges, opportunities, counter privileges. Like, just go fucking do. Put your head down, lunch pail, 1940s mentality, go do your work, put it in, provide more value to the other person, start that business, work harder, find your flip game, whatever it takes, and let's just fucking live. Let's just live in a positive mindset, because it is actually that binary. Like, I know your environment might have pushed down that negativity. It's positivity. It's always gonna be positivity. It's always love. It's always been love. It's just the way it is. And the final moments of your life, I promise you, you really, really, really would have wished you were on Team Positive. And so if you're as happy as I am, use your platforms, your 9 followers on Twitter, I don't care. Push positivity, pushing positivity. If you're happy, it's our responsibility to push positivity, because negativity is always on the offense and only positivity can stop it.
Hope you enjoyed that little positivity rant or rave by Gary V. That's one of my favorites of all his content. So super, super thanks for that, and hope you liked it. And that's what we're trying to do at the Bureau of Impact, is make the world a better place and steer that capital and currency and money towards things that make the world a more positive place, a more impactful place, a better place to live and be in, instead of just using money to strip away things or take away things in the expense of the earth or people, animals, whatnot. So love to have you on board and have you join the movement to steer your money or other people's money or institutional money, capital, Wall Street, you know, hopefully reinvent the financial system and steer it towards good for everybody, good for the planet, good for people, and profit. Nothing wrong with profit. We all like making money. We, you know, like traveling, like eating, life, like our things. But I think we can do it in a more sustainable and balanced way. So if you want to hop on board, check us out on Insta at Bureau of Impact, or join the mailing list. We got some cool investments coming up here in the next few weeks and months, so would love to have you on board. And here's a little love from the UK, one of the best anchor peeps, Simon Says. He shared a lovely call in. Great message. Thanks, and here you go.
All this hate, man. All this hate, 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 hate. Such a horrible word. Oh, I even dislike saying the word hate. Dislike difference of opinions. But hate never did any good in this world. I've only followed a little bit. It hasn't really sort of hit the news big style in the UK. But wherever there's a death, it's needless. Wherever there's injury, it's needless, in my opinion. Wherever there is anger and hate at someone's colour, creed, background, religion, no. Never sold anything, did it? It just hurt people, lots of people. So you know what? From the UK, I'm sending some love, 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 shitloads of love on the fucking love boat.
Dude, got an Anchor 5 from Doc O over at the corner. Thanks, Doc O. Here's an Anchor 5 back at ya. Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Hey, what's up, Bureau, man? This is Doc O just calling to check in and say, hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for the support. Really, really, as always, appreciate you. Like, love what you do, man. So yeah, I'm going to give you Anchor 5, whoosh, which is what I'm calling Anchor High Fives now. Anchor 5, whoosh, for you, man. Appreciate you.
So what positivity are you spreading? Let us know. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. Love to connect with you on Anchor and on other networks. So great community here. Thanks for all the call-ins. Thanks for all the claps. Call in, let us know what positive vibes you're spreading today or tomorrow or next week. Would love to know. And remember,
what good shall I do this day? This is what Benjamin Franklin asked himself each morning to ensure he lived his best life. What good shall you do today?
Yeah.